Good morning and welcome to the Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Ken McGuire, chairman of the board of the Great American Triathlon and CEO of Innovations Health Systems. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could join me this morning. And we're here to talk about the Great American Triathlon coming up Saturday, July 16th on the American River Parkway. What is the Great American Triathlon, Ken? And is it any relation to the former world's oldest triathlon, which, of course, was a Northern California institution for so many years?
It is the exact same race, just renamed the Great American Triathlon, as opposed to the Epi's Great Race. But in 2018, I was coming up I-5 coming back home to Sacramento, and I heard on the radio that the Epi family was no longer going to continue the race. And immediately, my mind started going adrift on all the opportunities with an event such as this, because it's really in the top five events in Sacramento area. You know, when you look at the Sacramento Kings, you look at the soccer club, you look at the CCIM marathon in December, Epi's Great Race just right below that. Looking at an opportunity to market and brand our company in a market where we don't have any current businesses, this kind of met our needs in terms of we're very philanthropic, and my business partner lives in Carmichael and I live in Meta Vista, and that's never going to change. We're very passionate about the Sacramento area. So looking at an event like this that promotes health and wellness, as well as provides local charities with funding for their important missions, it was a win-win and a no-brainer from our perspective. So we had our first event in 2019. It was a huge success. Had about 890 participants.
Wow.
And I had many people come up to me and say, wow, this is better than any Epi's race ever was, which was what we were trying to shoot for.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, last couple of years, due to COVID, we've had to postpone the event. But we're back on this year, and we're very excited to continuing that Sacramento tradition.
Yeah, it's hard to do the Great American Triathlon online, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the Great American Triathlon, also known as the No Swim Triathlon, what does that mean, and why is it different from the other more traditional triathlons, Ken?
The biggest hurdle for individuals who want to be in shape and want to compete, the biggest hurdle of a triathlon is the swim portion. A lot of people fear the swimming, especially when you can get batten and beaten by the competitors while you're in the water.
Oh, man.
That's the major hurdle why more athletes don't do junior triathlons or mini triathlons or even long triathlons. So the No Swim Triathlon was coined because the last leg of the event is simple, a nice, easy, or potentially difficult, depending on how competitive you are, 6.1-mile paddle down the American River. You're not actually in the water, and you're not swimming, and you certainly don't have to deal with people kicking and hitting you as they swim right alongside you
right.
in a body of water.
Right. Boy, I never thought of it that way, but once I finish the first two legs and I get in my kayak, there's an ice cold six-pack of beer waiting for me, right?
Absolutely, yeah. after-event party at Riverbend Park, where we have live entertainment, a beer garden, food trucks. So, yeah, it's a relaxing afternoon after you get through the throes of the triathlon.
No, that's me. I'm just looking for trouble, though. I want it in my kayak and, you know, so I can finish. Oh, never mind. Okay. The Great American Triathlon, very unique event. There's a run, a bike, and a paddle leg. How long is each leg? You touched on the paddle leg. What's the rest of it look like?
It starts out with a 5.82-mile run down the American River Parkway, and then there's a 12.5-mile bike back up the parkway, and the 6.1-mile paddle down to the finish at Riverbend Park.
It's a workout, but, you know, you can do teams. We'll touch on that a little bit, too. But what do we need to know about competing in the Great American Triathlon? What can you tell us about the age ranges and the divisions?
Yeah, the age ranges are, you know, I would say probably the youngest competitors are in their teens. And we have several competitors that are north of 60. So it opens up to a wide range of groups. Obviously, you have to be in shape and be able to handle the rigor of the event.
Right.
But we don't put any constraints, and certainly for those individuals who want to give it a try for the first time, you know, you can go at your own pace. It doesn't take a long time to complete. We wanted the event to be all things to all people and really encourage the citizens of Sacramento to come out and enjoy the parkway, like I said, and get involved in some health and fitness and an event that where 100% of the net proceeds go to charity.
Outstanding. Yeah, so you touched on this a little bit too. I don't need to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? I can do it at my own pace. I can do it as a team. How does that all work if I want to do it as a team?
as a team, you decide, you know, find individuals that will go along with you. You know, typically the teams are one person running, one person biking, one person kayaking. We do have a group where you can do one person running, one person biking, and two people kayaking. So there's two types of teams.
Okay.
But usually, you know, people within our circle of influence, we know people that run or bike or paddle or swim. The paddling portion doesn't really require, you know, a lot of training other than being able to stay on top of your boat through the San Juan Rapids.
Right.
But it's designed to be a single event or a team event so that really the enjoyment is what we're looking to create out of this.
Right, and the nice thing about it is, like you said, I mean, even if you've you just want to come out and go through the motions, you don't have to worry about racing. You know, you can just do it at your own pace.
Yep.
Outstanding. Now, what if I just want to come out and watch? What do you guys have up your sleeves for spectators at the event?
The event starts at William Palm Park, and that's where the starting line is. And then there's a walkover bridge from William Palm Park to the Riverbend Park, which is where the finish line is. So if individuals want to come out and watch the start of the race, they're only like 200 or 300 yards from the end of the race, so they can walk over the bridge. And then in the area where everybody comes in and finishes, that's where we'll have the food trucks, the live entertainment, et cetera. So it's just it's good fun time for everyone, and people can watch people come in the finish line, you know, give praise to the winners and just generally support those people participating.
Nice. What kind of vendors can we expect out there?
There's not a lot of vendors. We try to keep it kind of simple, but simply because most of the people that are there or have run the race, so they're not, you know, akin to having their purses and wallets on them necessarily.
Not ready to do any shopping, right?
Not going
to
be a lot of shopping going on, but we do have, you know, a lot of nonprofits that show up there. The American River Parkway has several groups that kind of, raise funds for the parkway. Of course, Child Advocates of Placer in El Dorado County will have booths. There's a lady who does a booth where she takes old race shirts and creates quilts. Because a lot of these folks that have done the triathlon have done it for many, many years. And
right.
So it's just an interesting thing to do with all the shirts that you've gotten over the years in terms of making a quilt. But, and then there are auto dealers. Lasher Auto is going to be out there and a couple others. But not a huge event in terms of vendors.
Nice.
We have four food trucks. We've got the Buckhorn Grill, cheese, and Pollo Inferno, and then we'll have a snow cone trailer that'll be there for snow cones, and then all of our beer and our beer gardens provided by River City Brewing. It's a fun time for everyone.
You cut out just there for a second there. Did you say Drewskis?
Yeah, Drewskis, yep.
That's one of my favorites, and yeah, you know, yep. I was going to say, you had me at food trucks.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a great event. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Ken McGuire. The Great American Triathlon is coming up Saturday, July 16th, along the American River Parkway. Registration is open, and you can find out more online. Go to greatamericantriathlon.com. And you guys are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let's touch again on the charities that are going to benefit from the Great American Triathlon, Ken.
We're real passionate about children's charities, and foster youth has always been something that's been high on our priorities. So we provide support for Placer County CASA and El Dorado CASA, as well as, you know, it's important to give back to this jewel that we have in Sacramento, which is American River Parkway.
Right.
So those three charities split the proceeds. In 2019, the combined net proceeds going to charities was $35,000. So
nice.
We were pretty happy about that. And we're a totally transparent organization. None of the people on my staff or none of the people running the race get any money for their work. It's all donated time. And so that 100% of the funds go to the charities. And then every year after the race, I produce a follow-up newsletter, which kind of gives a profit and loss statement of what money came in, where our expenses went, and what we netted. And then that then turns into checks for the charities that we're doing donations for.
Outstanding. Well, I've been busy snacking over the last couple of years, Ken. So you think I'm going to be okay if I haven't been training?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go at your own pace in this thing. There are some very, very competitive people. and they usually finish the race in and around an hour and a half. But
wow.
You know, for everyone else, it's just a fun time to be in a race and get your workouts. And again, in the what usually is a nice, beautiful afternoon in the park with live music, food trucks, and a beer garden.
Yeah, I think I've just created a new division, the snacking division.
I might be the president of the snacking division.
Yeah, I want to snack around the entire route, all three legs of the triathlon. Someone's listening right now, Ken. They're solo, but they'd like to compete on a team. Is that doable?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you can go on to Facebook and reach out to folks that might be looking for a partner, or if you're in your circle of influence, it's usually not difficult to find people that, you know, they don't even have to be in tremendous shape. They just have to have a bike or a kayak, and you can actually rent the kayaks, and I'm sure you can rent bikes as well. So
right.
You don't technically have to own any of your own equipment. And so it's really, like I said, it's really designed and set up to be all things to all people, but yet, you know, encourage, health and fitness and the support of our local communities.
Right, and that leads to my next question. I was just going to say, this is my first time. I don't know if I'm going to like it. Do I need to buy all the gear?
Yeah, no, you don't. There's River Rentals, Adventures Rentals, that does the kayaks, and you can contact them before the race, and they'll bring the kayaks to the event.
Oh,
and
nice.
There's a number of local bike shops in the area that you can rent a bike for a day if you don't have a bike. But any bike will do. It's not a off-road event. It's all on paved sidewalks and paths. So, you know, whether it's a beach cruiser, an old 10-speed, or, you know, whatever it is, it's going to work. So there's no need to worry about having a racing kayak or a racing bike in order to participate, because, like I said, we're trying to be all things to all people, and the purpose of the event, like I said, is to have fun, improve wellness, and donate to charities.
My mom's got one of those tricycles. It's probably not a good idea. That takes a little bit too much room, I bet.
Nobody's tried it yet, but I wouldn't imagine it'd be a problem.
There you go. All right, Mom, that's it. You got to take part of the race now. I tried to get you out of it, but... Well, Ken, yep. What about, let's talk a little bit more about the vendors and sponsors. Can you use more vendors and sponsors?
We actually have a lot of sponsors.
Nice.
And it's really been a blessing. We're working on developing more large corporate sponsors, which will then lend itself to more teams. But besides ourselves, Innovations Health, we have Pacific Coast Building Products, Interwest Insurance, River City Brewing, City of Rancho Cordova, Clifton Larson and Allen, Stones Gambling, VSP, Rayleigh's, California Family Fitness, Bender Insurance, Stellar Kayaks, Wells Fargo Advisors, and Rancho Endurance Sports, as well as the Laster Auto Group. So we've made some good progress over the last few years as we've kind of reinvigorated the old FE's race into the Great American Triathlon. But there's still more work to do because we need to get a higher level of presence with the corporations in the local area.
Right, and the more sponsors means the more money that goes directly to the charities, right?
Absolutely, yep.
How many volunteers does it take to put on the Great American Triathlon, and can you use a few more of those?
Well, we can always use volunteers. I would say probably we'd probably use around 150 all in. And mainly where the volunteers are is during the transitions and the starts, just to make sure that the general public, because the event, the parkway is closed for the 2 or 3 hours that the event takes place, but a lot of people don't know that it is, so they might come on to the course, thinking they can just do their typical walk, but obviously not that safe when you've got bikes, you know, zooming by and people running.
Right.
So a lot of the volunteers are on the course, just making sure that people are aware that the race is going on, and to maintain, the highest level of safety for both the participants and the public.
No injuries. That's the goal. No injuries all day long.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Well, we're early on a Sunday morning, and in case someone's just joining us, Eppy's Great Race was canceled after legendary restaurant owner Eppy Johnson passed away. What made you and the other Great American Triathlon volunteers decide to bring it back?
When you look at Sacramento as a whole, there's, maybe a handful of events, and some events over our history have gone away. For example, the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee. That was, just a mainstay of Sacramento for so long.
Right.
Until it wasn't. And so we saw kind of the same thing with the Eppy's Race. If we didn't pick it up, perhaps somebody wouldn't pick it up. And so we looked at, just trying to maintain, just another one of the major events that happens in Sacramento that draws people to Sacramento and that makes Sacramento an interesting place to live. We were excited about that. And from a corporate perspective, our company has businesses in the Bay Area, but no businesses in Sacramento. But myself and my business partner live here, so we're very passionate about the Sacramento area. So this gave us an opportunity to not only encourage health and wellness, and because we're a healthcare company, but it also just kind of put a stamp on our commitment to making the Sacramento area thrive and doing everything we can as a company to support local charities. It made sense for a lot of different reasons, and we're so fortunate that we made that decision, and so we just look forward for many more years to come of the event.
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad you guys were able to pick it up and continue it forward. Now, Ken, the Great American Triathlon, also known as the No Swim Triathlon, what does that mean, and how does that make it different from other more traditional triathlons?
Well, the biggest hurdle and fear that of people who want to get involved with triathlons is the swimming portion. And what I mean by that is, usually the swimming portion is the first part that people take on.
That can get ugly, I bet, right?
Well, when you're swimming in a tight-knit group, people are swimming all around you, and so the fear is you're going to get kicked, and the reality is you get kicked and hit, especially if you're going out in the first pack.
Right.
And so a lot of people fear, what that will mean and what will happen to them in the water, so it really prevents them from doing a traditional triathlon. Our triathlon water portion is riding on a kayak.
I can do that.
So it doesn't have those characteristics that maybe people fear as much. And so it's a lower bar of entry for those people looking to say, hey, I did a triathlon.
Right, right. Okay, so instead of a swim portion, you've got the kayak portion instead. So you're still on the water, but it's a little safer.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How long is each leg of the triathlon, Ken?
The running portion is 5.82 miles. The cycling portion is 12.5 miles. And the paddle portion is 6.35 miles for a total of 24.4 miles.
I got exhausted just listening to that. No, I'm just kidding. Now, tell us a little bit more about the age ranges and divisions that are involved with the Great American Triathlon.
Our goal is always to be as inclusive as possible. But that being said, obviously you need to be in shape and be able to take care of yourself throughout the race. I think the younger individuals that we have in the race are in their teens. And then I know we have some of the competitors that have been doing it for many, many years that are in their 60s. So it really is all things to all people and all shapes and sizes that people can perform in the event and go at their own pace.
Now, do I have to come out as a solo or can I do it as a team?
No, we've set it up so that you can do teams as well. So you can have a separate person doing the run portion, the cycle portion, and the paddle portion. And then we have a special division where there's two people in a dual kayak that can perform. So there's two types of groups, and we really do embrace the group concept because it's really cool to see people, high-fiving each other at the end of the race,
yeah,
their teammates and so forth. It's just a great, great, great situation there.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Now, someone's listening right now, they just want to come out and watch. What do you have up your sleeves for the spectators, Ken?
Well, they can come out to the park in the morning, William Palm Park, watch the starting line where they take off for the run, and then there's a bridge that goes from William Pond Park over to Riverbend Park, where the finale or the exit out of the water occurs. And in that area, we're going to have food trucks, Drewski's, Buckhorn Grill, Pollo Inferno, and a snow cone shop, as well as a beer garden and local entertainment as we watch the finishers come into the park at the end of the race. So it's really designed to just be a really while for participants, it might be a grueling first part of the morning, anybody who comes to watch will have a nice time in the park and be able to enjoy all those amenities.
And it's for a great cause, a few great causes, and it's okay to start with dessert, so you can go to the snow cone truck first, right?
Absolutely.
Well, yep. Let's talk a little bit more about the charities involved. Who's going to benefit from the Great American Triathlon, Ken?
So we support this year the Placer County CASA organization, as well as the El Dorado County CASA organization, and then also the American River Parkway, which is a foundation created to maintain the American River Parkway that we know and love so much. So last year, in 2019, our first year, we raised $35,000 for those three charities. So we're really excited about that, and I want to build on that giving as we move forward.
Outstanding. Well, we're running out of time, but before we go, please let our listeners know how they can find out more and get registered, and anything else you'd like to leave them with this morning, Ken.
Yeah, just go to www.greatamericantriathlon.com and you just push sign up or compete, and it'll give you all the information on how to log on, whether you're going to be an Ironman, somebody who handles the whole race, or if you want to do a team and you're going to have other people participate with you. It's very easy to get involved. And then there's a pickup day on the Friday before the race, as well as you can have the request to have your packet sent in the mail. So we made it as easy as possible for people to sign up and enjoy the event. And other than that, I'd just like to say we're just so proud to be sponsoring the Great American Triathlon for what it means to the people of Sacramento, how it encourages health and wellness, as well as provides us a platform to get money to these charities that support our local communities.
Yeah, it's so great, too, in case someone's just joining us, they missed out on the important stuff. I mean, you don't have to do it as an individual. You can do it as a team. If you don't have a team, you can come out. You can actually find out about setting up a team. I mean, you guys have really covered all the bases. You don't have to buy a lot of the gear, a lot of the stuff you can rent. So you guys have it all covered, right, Ken?
Yeah, I feel really good that at whatever level you come into, if you're interested in participating, and we encourage everybody at all levels, we have an answer and a solution for you to be able to participate this year.
Not only that, but it'll be a great way to meet new people, right?
Absolutely. Coming out of COVID, it's going to be nice to be out in the public because we really haven't had that for the last few years.
It's going to be busy. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Ken McGuire is the chairman of the board of the Great American Triathlon, CEO of Innovations Health Systems. The Great American Triathlon is coming up Saturday, July 16th, along the American River Parkway. Registration is open. You can find out more online, greatamericantriathlon.com. And you guys are also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for your time this morning, Ken.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Independence Weekend. Be good to each other, and thanks for listening.